So we've got Daisy, Cherry, Star, Congo.
And Florence.
And Florence, yes.
Florence and her machines.
There you go.
What's in a goat's name? Surely it can't be that difficult to think of something new. Hello, I'm Lara Webster. Today I'm at the Sunhill Dairy Goat Farm near Yooralla in northern New South Wales. Kidding is underway for another year, and my hosts, Corinna Netz and Richard Downs, already have 19 baby goats underfoot. They're expecting many more to come this spring and are quickly running out of naming options. They've had to call on family, friends, and even international visitors to help them out.
Well, in here we have James and Jasmine. We also have the Machine Twins.
When we originally started our herd, we started with herbs and flowers for our name. So we ended up with saffron and sage and jasmine. We have all of those different names. Now there is just so many babies that come that we thought it would be a really nice novel way for the visitors that come to our farm to be able to name the goats themselves. So now we have all sorts of names. We have salami, we have sausage, we have halloumi.
Is that an indication of the future?
It could well be. It could well be. That is exactly right. We also had a beautiful group of Chinese students that came out on Saturday and they witnessed a birthing and they named two twins that were born on the day. They named them Yuan, which means cloud in Chinese, and the other one was Tian Tian, which means sweet, sweet. So we've got sweet, sweet and Ewan, which was really lovely to have those kids name them, which also apparently meant the phoenix and the dragon, because it was a yin and yang, it was a boy and girl that was born. So it had some really nice little connotations to it to have those kids name those babies. And we've had some other people come through and name them. We had some little girls come through and they named another set of twins, James and Jasmine.
I can see why you've employed help from customers. How?
It gets tricky. The biggest downfall to the sarnen, I think, is being all white, so it's awfully hard to tell them apart. But each doe gets assigned a letter, so all Poppy's babies will be P babies, Nancy's babies are all A babies, to try and keep some sort of semblance.
So there is some method to the madness.
A little. More madness than method. But
it's one thing to name all these kids, it's another to keep their mums fed. Yooralla, like the rest of New South Wales, is in the grip of a major drought at the moment, and Corinne and Richard are having to source feed to keep their stock going.
Heading into summer and spring, how are you feeling about the season ahead? Hopefully, oh, there's a goat in my bag. Hang on here. Don't eat the paper. There's always one.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the season ahead? I mean, there are some clouds above us. You've had a tiny bit of rain. There's just a smidgen of mud beneath our boots. But how are you feeling about it?
Look, we were a little bit concerned, I guess, being in a drought and knowing that we were kidding. But surprisingly enough, goats are really quite good at giving birth. We really don't have to assist them in any way. This year they've been spot on time. Our dates said that they would start on the 20th, and that's exactly when they started. Every day they're popping out, no problems whatsoever. Like I said, mums are really, really good. They do look after them very well, and they're looking good going into spring.
I think our biggest dilemma is the long term, looking ahead just as to how much feed we need to buy in, and where to source that from. We're not large enough to be buying 5,000 bales of hay, but again, sourcing it will be the trick.